ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Let's head to Bali, where a butcher shop and restaurant has been officially opened today, and it's got a real Northern Territory flavour to it. The shop in Seminyak is called Top End Beef. One of the business owners is Scott Riggs, who has spent years as a livestock agent in the Northern Territory. Scott, tell us the story about how this all came about to open up a Top End butcher shop in Bali.
Oh, g'day, Matt. Originally, it's been going on for probably 12 to 18 months in my mind. There's many foreigners, as most people of the world would know, coming through Bali, and Australian beef is a commodity that that is sought after. And with the history in my family being in the butcher trade, and I just thought after 20 years of doing live export out of the territory, and seeing many, many animals get rejected because of type to suit the wet market, et cetera, I just had an idea of putting a butcher shop together in Seminyak in Bali, and complement it with a restaurant together to utilise some of these animals and send them into Bandung and custom feed them in Jakarta, and then moving the product into Bali of a selected animal that suit the primal cuts for a butcher shop. So, yeah, I just saw a fit for the foreigners and also the change of what's happening in Indonesia with supermarket trade and the non amount of butcher shops that are available for the everyday customer.
Yeah, can you tell us more about the cattle you're sourcing for this butcher shop and restaurant and how they're the ones that aren't quite suiting the demand of the importers in the wet markets?
Yes, sure. So historically, Matt, as you know, the live export trade into Indonesia throughout has been supporting the wet market over the years. The wet market trade is over the last sort of 5 to 8 years has got very, very strict on the high grade commodities, the high grade Brahman, even to a point where they're only taking straight colours. So there's plenty of those well-bred Brahman cattle that suit that market, just purely on the fat content that after feeding for 90 to 120 days, that Brahman suits that market for the wet market, and that'll never go away. It's still there, which is great. But I just see plenty of mixed coloured Brahman cross cattle and flatback sort of tighter crossbred cattle just getting rejected, just purely on the buyer demand from the Indonesian side and the importers. So I just thought there was a market more for them, that those animals lay down fat and suit the supermarket trade, and the likes of a couple of exporters out of Darwin, Australian Cattle Enterprises, Patrick Underwood, sort of got a lot of crossbreds into the industry in Jakarta, and there is there's a few suppliers over there now that are supplying the supermarket trade. So there's a fit for those crossbreds that on every other day have been rejected.
So is this Top End beef operation in Bali, is it all Northern Territory beef, or have you had to cast the net a bit further?
So naturally, when you're opening up a butcher shop or a steakhouse, you want genuine Australian beef, and you want good cuts, good primal cuts. So we've tried to, we might buy 200 or 300 steers, and for various crossbred types, but we're trying to purchase and put the black Brangus animal through the chain. So they get segregated when they get to Bandung. Yep. And those better, softer type animals that will suit the hills of Bandung that come out of the territory. And it's not big numbers by all means, Matt, but we're trying to concentrate on those black Brangus types, the softer animal. Not so much the yaks or the Brahman cross. They'll go into another opportunity through the supermarket trade of Indonesia. But for the butcher shop, yeah, the black Brangus types are being fed as we speak, and trying to put those better cuts into the butcher shop, as well as there has been some packaged product of Angus beef purchased and put through the shop as well, just to keep the product to a quality that needs to be.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and we're speaking this afternoon to Scott Riggs, who is from Top End Livestock in Katherine, and well, now he's involved with Top End Beef in Bali. And the official opening of this butcher shop and restaurant was held today. Scott, tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is we've had a couple of openings, Matt. That today was a fantastic and a little bit overwhelming, to be honest. We've had about 15 delegates from the Northern Territory government. The minister Robin Kale come and opened the business. So we've had them here this morning for a sample of some beef and some speeches and some conversations held. And there was a lot of interest around what we're doing. There was a lot of positive talks and discussions on the collaboration between Indonesia and the territory, or Australia, so to speak. And it was good to have them here. We've had a great opening. And a couple of weeks ago, we had the Minister of Indonesia, also Pak Rukma Pambudi. He was also here for an opening on behalf of the Indonesian government, which was fantastic. So we've had two very good openings, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've now seen a few pictures and videos of the shop. When people walk inside, there's videos playing of the NT's cattle industry. There's a ginormous, almost wall-length photo of Brahman cattle on the floodplains. It must be almost like home for you, Scott.
correct, Matt. And as you know, my business in the territory is top-end livestock, and just compliments. I'm trying to encourage this shop to promote top-end memorabilia, top-end pastoralists. So we've got, top-end cattle on hand in Bandung. And as I said, a selected group of cattle come to the shop for their primal cuts. But, yeah, the shop fit-out itself is I'm trying to present the Northern Territory. And, we do have a big photo in the butcher shop side, which presents the floodplain of Walna Station and some floodplain cattle. But yeah, we that's a wall print, so we can change that regularly, which is very handy. I can do here in Bali, so we can off type it a bit, so it's all good.
And I think in one of the photos I spied a former chief executive of the NT Cattlemen's Association, Tracy Hayes. And can we actually talk about your business partner over there? Because he's a graduate, isn't he, from the NT Cattlemen's Indonesia Partial Exchange Program.
Yeah, 100%, Matt. So it was great to have Tracy. I haven't seen Tracy for quite a while. So Tracy came into the shop, and nothing but positive chat with Trace on the venture that we're doing and the venture that I'm involved with Wayu and 30. Now, they're from Nusa Farms of Bandung. They feed about 4,500 to 5,000 animals. They're a partner or a joint venture together. So we complement each other there, and the history of Wayu was, which the government saw a lot of positive emphasis on the NTCA program that was held several years ago. Wayu was the first candidate to be one of the exchange students out of Jakarta into the Darwin and Katherine region, and they've gone streets ahead from excelling from the NTCA program into owner-operator of a feedlot, and now joint venture with myself into the butcher shop and steakhouse of Bali Seminyak.
And you mentioned how this will target tourists to Bali. What about the local population? Do they get in on this?
Yeah, well, as you know, in Bali there's a lot of Hindu people that don't eat beef. The initial thought or concept behind it all was the 2 million foreigners that are here every month. The foreigners, I sort of studied the area over 12 to 18 months and saw a lot of Australian beef on the menus that wasn't available sort of on each available day, just purely because of supply. So I just thought the supply needs to come to Bali. The foreigners are chasing it, and they all enjoy, as we do, a good Australian cut of beef. And that's been a bit overwhelming on the foot traffic that's coming in. Has principally been customers buying their two or three pieces of meat, but they're here on a daily basis. So the wholesale side of it as well is going very well. We do have two or three good customers that are wholesaling the beef throughout the restaurant and the resort chains all throughout Bali. So the product's in demand, and we've only been open for 4 weeks. So touch and go, see how it all goes, Matt.
And out of interest on price, Scott, like where I live in Darwin, I think I got porterhouse the other day from a major supermarket for about $40 a kilo. What do you have to sell it for in Bali? to be viable?
It's depending on the cut, naturally, but we are cheaper than Darwin. It's getting fed in Bandung, the animal that is live. It's getting fed for very similar prices to what you do it for in Northern Australia. So the feeding costs are still up there, but just your freight and logistics and your packaging and your processing of the animal is cheaper than Australia. So it's probably about $6 or $8, $10 a kilo less than where you see it on the map in Australia throughout the butcher shop. But in saying that, marginally cheaper in a restaurant side against a $50 meal, probably only a $38 meal, I guess, with a primal cut, Matt. Yeah.
So what's your hopes from here, Scott? Is there room to expand?
Yeah, 100%. That's the natural. Everyone wants growth in the business. This is just put it out there and see. We're in a great location in Seminyak, but the customers see a real market that's going to go very well locally, and people have expectations another 3, 4, maybe 5 shops throughout Indonesia. So let's see how it all rolls out. But this is the guinea pig, so to speak, and the butcher shop side of it's taken off very well.
Hey, thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today, and best of luck with it.
Pleasure, Matt.